Thank you, guys. God richly bless you today for coming here. I thank God for his faithfulness and that he gives me the privilege to even stand in your presence and be able to speak his word just as he puts it on my heart. And I pray that that's exactly what I'm going to do today, not adding any of my words or any of my thoughts, but God's only. Amen. Amen. Let's just pray for a moment. Father, I want to thank you for this occasion. I thank you, Father, that you have put your word on my heart today, and I'm going to share it with your people. I pray, Father, that this word will bless them. I pray against any thoughts, oh Father, that will come against your word, oh Father, today, that, Lord Jesus, you cast them out, oh Father, so that your people will receive your word, oh Father, and act on it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. I thank God that he's been so faithful throughout this year. He's been speaking to us. Barry, if you could help me out here, I'll be very grateful. I thank God that he's been so faithful speaking to us this year. We've gone through the marriage session. We talked about parenting. We talked about singleness. We talked about finances. Those are very practical things that you and I need to know about. And God has been faithful because in his word, he puts their words specifically in those areas so we can feed and understand the word of God through that. Amen. Amen. And then we've come through a session where we've learned how to worship this great God, the great and mighty God. And then we have come the last few months starting to encounter God wherever we are. Amen. We've learned to wrestle with God. We have learned to make time to be with God. And we have learned not to settle in situations and decide we've had enough. Decide that we've had enough, we are going to pursue God and seek his face because our situations must turn around. Amen. Amen. And so we are on a journey. We are people on a journey. I pray that the challenge Irene gave us when she spoke here, that we look to spend at least an hour of our day with God, that is still going on in your life. Amen. Amen. Don't go quiet. I hope that is going on in your life. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Because if we want to see the presence of God, if we want to see his faithfulness, then we need to seek his face. Then we need to make time for him. If we don't, then of course, you'll be wondering what is going on in your life because you don't know you are not meeting God. And today, I just want to spend some time with you to remind you that the God that we serve is a mighty God and that he's making an unbreakable promise to each one of us. And if we open our hearts and be willing to partake of that promise, he will walk with us. Amen.
Amen.
I want you to focus on your faith today, and I pray that you'll be able to renew your faith and build on what you have already and grow to believe this God and his promises. Amen.
Amen.
Our life changes when we truly believe in the God who gives us promises that are never failing. Today we are going to read from the book of Isaiah, the whole chapter 40. So if you open your Bibles and be ready for chapter 40 of Isaiah. And today I'm giving one of our sisters a very fast chance to read the Bible. And please bear with her, because everyone has the first time. Amen.
Amen.
If we make mistakes, we have to learn from them and then grow from it. Amen.
Amen.
So Farida, I welcome you. Come and read the Bible for us. Amen. Isaiah 40.
Comfort for God's people. Comfort my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and proclaim to her that her hard service had been completed, that her sin has been paid for, that she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins. A voice of one calling, prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. every valley shall be raised up, every mountain, hill made low. The root ground became level, and the rugged place plain. And the glory of the Lord will be revealed, and people will see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. A voice says, cry out. And I say, what shall I cry? All of the people are like grasses, and all of their faithfulness is like flowers in the field. The grasses wither and the flowers fall, because the breath of the Lord blows on them. Surely the people are like grass. The grass wither and the flowers fall, but the word of God endures forever. You who bring news to Zion, go up on a high mountain. You who bring good news to Jerusalem, lift up your voice and shout. Lift it up. Do not be afraid. Say to the towns of Judah, here is our God. See, the sovereign Lord comes with power, and he rules with mighty arm. See his reward with him, and his recompense accompanies him. He tends his flock like a shepherd. He gathers the lambs in his arm and carries them close to his heart. He gently leads those who have young. Who has measured the waters in hollow and in his hand? Or with the breadth of his hand marked off the heavens? Who has held the dust of the earth in a basket, or weighed the mountains on a scale and the hills in a balance? Who can fathom the spirit of the Lord or instruct the Lord as his counselor? Who did the Lord consult to enlighten him, and who taught him the right way? Who was it that taught him knowledge or showed him the path of understanding? Surely nations are like a drop in a bucket. There are regarded dust on scales. He weighed the islands as it threw where the fine dust. Lebanon is not sufficient for altars fair, nor is animals for burnt offering. Before him, all nations are nothing. They are regarded by him as worthless and less than nothing. With whom then will compare God? To what image will you link him? As for an idol, a metal worker casting, and a goldsmith overlays with gold and fashion silver chains for it. A person too poor to present such an offering. Select wood that will not root. They look for a skilled worker to set up an idol that will not topple. Do you not know? Have you not heard? Has it not been told you from the beginning? Have you not understood since the earth was founded? He sits enthroned above the circle of the earth, and its people are like grasshoppers. He stretches out the heavens like a canopy and spread them out like tent to live in. He brings price to naught and reduces the rules of his word to nothing. No sooner than sown, no sooner than take root in the ground, than he blows on them and they winter. And the wind sweeps them away like chaff. To whom will you compare me? Who is my equal? Says the Holy One. Lift up your eyes and look to the heavens. Who created all these? He who brings out the sorry host by on, and calls forth each of them by name, because his great power and mighty strength, not one of them is missing. Why do you complain, Jacob? Why do you say, Israel? My way is hidden from the Lord. My cause is discarded by my God. Do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tent or worthy, and his understanding no one can fathom. He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak, and even youths grow tent and weary, and a young man stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run on ground like worthy. They will walk and not be faint. Amen.
Amen. Amen. The word of the Lord is powerful, sharper than a two-edged sword. No matter which lips they're coming out of Farida there, the word of God is real. The word of God is life. And so we should not be confused thinking, did that word of God come true? Yes, it is. The word of God has spoken. Amen. Isaiah 40, we thank God. Farida, thank you very much for making that great effort. And I know it's the first time, but God is going to use you powerfully. Amen. This chapter is the beginning of the second section of the book of Isaiah, which brings hope and brings comfort to people who are feeling confused, who are feeling depressed and lost. And indeed, sometimes meaning is lost in words. The first line says, comfort, comfort. My people says, you are God. But you know, comfort, as if you read it there, you may not get the real meaning of this word as it was meant in the beginning. In fact, some translations say, comfort, comfort, ongoing comfort. And indeed, the word, the Hebrew word for it is nachamu, nachamu ami, which actually refers to people who have been going through a difficult time, and therefore the comfort that we are talking about here is not us lying on the couch and watching the television. It's people who have had a real rough time, and God is bringing comfort to them. Amen. Amen. And that is true even today. Many of us feel discouraged, depressed, and suffering after years and months and days in captivity in situations where sometimes not our making. We got into a situation where we don't even know how we ended up there. But you know what God says today? Comfort, comfort, because I am here with you. Amen. I want you to remember those words. Comfort, comfort to your heart. Amen. Do not forget those first words. And he says, speak tenderly to Jerusalem. Tell her that her sad days are gone and her sins have been pardoned. God is intimately and sincerely speaking to their hearts. Those who are discouraged, those who are crying out to God for redemption, then and today, he's calling on them. He's speaking to those people. Amen. He says, clear the way. Isaiah reads this, clear the way through the wilderness for the Lord. Make straight a highway through the wasteland for our God. Fill in the valleys and level the mountains and the hills. Straighten the curves and smooth out the rough places. He is calling on the people then and indeed today to prepare themselves for God. The desert represents wasteland and barren land. That is the hearts that are in need, the hearts that are in desperate need for God, and they have obstacles in the way. The valleys, the crooked places, the ridges are the sinful things in our lives that prevent God from accessing our hearts, the things that we put in our lives and prevent God from accessing our lives. He is saying, make straight, make it straight, make it a highway. Because we do that through repentance, turning away from our ways and turning to God. Amen. It is the things that we've been talking about for months now, saying, make time for God. Make time to spend time with God, because that is the only way that you're straightening the way for God. Amen. You are making a highway for the King. You're making the highway for the King to enter in and make a transformation in your lives. If you're looking for a breakthrough and you're not making the way for the King, He will not come and walk over potholes. He's coming and He needs a highway. He needs to find a heart that is ready to receive Him. Amen. Who is this King? He is the sovereign Lord coming with power, and He rules with a powerful arm. Amen. When He steps in, the enemy has to get out. When He steps in, there's no space for other gods. When He steps in, He takes over. Amen. And He transforms your ways. And I'm not talking about the dreams that you have that are limited to your way of thinking. He brings dreams that are greater than your imagination. Amen. He brings dreams that you cannot even think about, that you have not even thought about right now. He transforms your life. Amen. He is the sovereign Lord who comes with power and rules with a powerful arm. Nothing can stand in His way. He is the Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. When you are facing difficult times, He is the God who will take you out with victory. Amen. Amen. The common battles we have, marriages, difficulty with children, those are things that God will take you through and see you through the other end. He doesn't say they will get away. He says He will walk with you every step of the way. Amen. Amen. And that is His promise. That is His promise. Please, can I have my slide? I even forgot about it. Again, He is the shepherd. He is caring, leading, and providing guidance for the people. He is the one who provides for me and for you. He is the one who is making that promise today, the promise that He will not take back, the promise that will stand forever, the promise that He will not break. Amen. His word says He prepares a table, a feast for you in the presence of your enemies. Not while the enemies are looking aside. While they are looking, He prepares a table for you. So you've got to, when you believe in this God, He does that in the presence of your enemy because you are victorious. Amen. Amen. The word of God says, while the devil wants to steal, to kill, and destroy your dream and to destroy your life, Jesus comes to bring you life and life in abundance. It's not just part of your life, it is life in abundance, in its fullness. Amen. We are talking about a mighty God. Who is this God? The word of God says He holds the oceans in His hands and He knows the weight of the earth. Only God can bring into being the things that don't exist. He brings into life. He spoke His word and the world came into existence. I do believe that. Do you believe that, God? Amen. Amen. The word of God says He opens doors that no one can shut. No one can give Him advice. You cannot give Him advice. He knows it all. Amen. He does not take counsel from man. Yes, you can sit and reason with Him, but ultimately, God is God. He is a powerful God. Amen. He is greater than any crutch that you can hold on to. If it's your income, He is the one who provided that income. If it is your job, He is the one who provided your job. If it is your wife, He is the one who gave you that wife. So do not lean on that crutch and forget your God. Amen. When He gives you a dream, He gives you a career, He gives you family, He gives you an income, He gives you time, He gives you your life. And then you turn around and say, those things are so important. No way. No way. Our God is greater. Amen. Amen. Our God is greater. Thank you, Father, because you are greater. Amen. Jesus. And I will give you all my worship. And I will give you all my praise. You alone I long to worship. And you alone are worthy of my praise. I will give you all my worship. I will give you all my praise. And you alone I long to worship. And you alone are worthy of my praise. Amen. Amen. He alone is worthy of our praise. He alone is worthy of our time. Set aside time to be with him every day, not just today. Amen. Amen. The word of God continues. Have you not heard? Don't you understand? Are you deaf to the words of God? The words he gave before the world began. Are you so ignorant? God sits above the circle of the earth. The people below him seem like grasshoppers to him. The people had had a tough time. These truths had been told to them, and for a long time they've heard these words, and somehow they have become weak in their faith. And in some cases, they've developed stubborn hearts, and they've refused to listen to what God is saying. Has your faith reached that point where you're feeling so weak? And when you hear the word of God, you probably decide, that's probably not for me. Has your faith reached that place where it's been weakened that far? Are you finding yourself arguing over the word of God, arguing with people when they tell you what God is saying about your life and trying to argue your case? God is sovereign. With his power, we destroy all sophisticated arguments. Everything that exhausts itself against the power of God, we bring it down in Jesus' name. Amen. To whom will you compare this God? Our God has no equal. No one is above him. Amen. The word of God says, "Oh Jacob, how can you say the Lord does not see your troubles? Oh Israel, how can you say God ignores your rights? Have you never heard? Have you never understood? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of all earth. He never grows weak. He never grows weak, people. He never grows weary. And no one can measure the depths of his understanding. He knows your life inside out. There is nothing you can fool him about. He knows your story. He knows your thoughts. He knows your plans. He knows the desires of your heart. He knows where it's hurting most. He knows where you're feeling weak. He knows where you're struggling. This is a mighty God. Amen. How can you say the Lord does not see your troubles? He does see your troubles. Amen. He never gets tired. He never gets weak about your situation. He never gets tired of hearing you calling his name. You cannot measure his understanding. How can you say God is not enough for your situation? How can you say there is another way out? God is the only way, amen. If you are not finding your answers through God, however complicated it is, then you are getting the wrong answers. You are getting the wrong answers. If you are of little faith, cry to him because he alone will raise your faith. Amen. Isn't it funny that God calls us to trust him, and even when you are weak of faith, he helps you. The word of God says he helps those who are weak in faith and raises them up to believe in this mighty God. Amen. He raises your faith up. So today, if you are low in faith, this is a mighty God who raises your faith up. Amen. So this word is not just for me and other people who may believe him in him. It's for every one of us, even those who feel weak in their faith. Amen. The word of God says, but without faith, it is impossible to walk with God and please him. For whoever comes near God must necessarily believe that God exists and that he rewards those who honestly and diligently seek him. So when we are talking about you seeking God, these are the things that raise your faith. Amen. Because when you read the word of God, then you start to believe because you see the stories there, you see the historical facts, and you see the faith of the people there, their stories, and you start to believe in the mighty God. Amen. Amen. You seek God expectantly. You seek God in the flow of your day, not just on the Sundays. You seek him in prayers, you pray ceaselessly. We're going to start our prayer and fasting soon. It's tomorrow, right? And so we call on you to start seeking this God honestly. Your situation, whether you've been praying for years, months, or whatever it's been, you call on this God honestly, and he says he will hear you and answer you. Amen. Amen. I want to thank those who have faithfully walked the streets of Greenwich praying ceaselessly for the community we live in. God is hearing our prayers. God is hearing when we bless this community because he is God who is faithful. Amen. Amen. Come to prayer service on Friday. We finish our prayer and fasting to say, God, you are worthy. And we have an amazing time here. God shows up. God answers prayers. The sick will be healed here because of Jesus. Amen. We come expecting that God will meet our needs. When we take his word and apply it the way it is. I was speaking to a brother on Friday, and he says, some of us walk in presumptuous faith. Do you know what presumptuous faith is? You presume that God is going to do it even before you see it happening. Amen. You presume that God is going to do it. If you are sick, you presume God is going to heal you because he's a God who never changes. He answers prayers. Amen. Amen. When we start trusting God this way, we find new strength. The word of God says he gives power to the weak and strength to the powerless. If you're feeling you're in a place where you're powerless, God is making a promise today, and he says he'll give you power because the weak and those who are feeling powerless, he is there for them. Amen. Amen. There are many who have trusted this God, and he has kept his word. Some have been through unbelievable suffering. And I'm not making light to your situation where you are. I know some of you are going through really difficult situations. Really difficult situations. And I thank God that only he can answer your prayers. Because maybe if I was standing in your shoes, I would be wondering, how does this happen? How can this happen? But you know what? God knows your situation, knows where you are at. And he's not growing weary. He does not give up on you. He's listening. He can see where you are at. And he walks with you. Amen. Amen. Many have trusted this God. And he has never let them down. So you are not the first one. Amen. Amen. He promises to be with you. No matter what it is and no matter what happens. He walks with you through this journey of faith. This amazing journey of faith. That starts with a promise. He gives you a dream, and then you decide you are going to follow it through. And then you come into the difficult phases. You are wondering, was that really from God? And then you walk through situations where you feel your answers have been delayed. And then you face this brick wall, and you think, this is going to be a dead end now. And then finally there is deliverance, because God is faithful. Amen. Finally, there is deliverance. Amen. Deliverance comes from this God, and only he can give you this deliverance. Those who trust in the Lord find new strength. Amen. Amen. The Israelites, they walked through the desert. As I understand, that journey should take 2 weeks if you're walking it, but it took them 40 years. Caleb and Joshua, believed this God. And they refused to look at themselves and think of themselves like grasshoppers. They saw themselves as people who trust in a faithful God. And do you know what? They saw the promised land. Amen. They saw the promised land. And today I call on you, if you believe in this God and refuse to look at yourself as a grasshopper, God will see you through to the promised land. Amen. Amen. Step forward. The word of God says we have power to trample upon scorpions and serpents. Those scorpions and serpents in your life, trample upon them. You are not a grasshopper. Amen. Amen. The man Noah believed in God. He believed in God. 120 years, he's building and everything. People are laughing at him. 120 years. Surely, even myself, I would be thinking, is this going to happen really? But you know, he believed in God. And what happened? God came through. The promises of God are true every day. Amen. He will not change. Abraham believed the promises of God. He promised him of a great nation. He left a land that he knew to a place that he had never been before. He believed in this God, and he believed him, and he had a good heart. Maybe God is calling you to a life situation that you've never been before, and you're wondering, is this possible at all? Abraham waited until he was 100 years and his wife 90 years old. And then, just when they were feeling, wow, what is going on here? They lived patiently, and God saw them through. Isaac came through. Amen. And today we look at those stories as if it's granted. But you know what? They were sitting there and waiting, calling on God like you and me, and then not seeing the answers. And then eventually, redemption comes. Amen. The man David stepped forward and fought Goliath, believing God. And you know, he looked like a little child's faith. And you know what? That's what God is looking for. A child's faith. Faith that believes in this God. Faith that does not have the complications of saying you have not experienced life yet. He's looking for that faith. Are you willing to believe this God? This David, he walked for years being chased by Saul. And eventually he became the king because God had promised that he would be king. Amen. Amen. The word of God says he gives power to the weak and strength to the powerless. I repeat this so that it will go into your hearts again and again. Amen. Even the youths will become weak and tired, and the young men will fail in exhaustion. But those who trust in the Lord will find new strength. They will soar high on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint. Amen. Amen. The story of the eagle there doesn't sit there for no reason. Do you know the eagle, when there is a storm, this is the only animal that comes out. When there's a storm, all the animals go into hiding. The eagle comes out. And do you know what happens? It goes up. It goes up on its wings and rises up. Do you know what happens in a storm? The wind is blowing. And what does the eagle have to do? Nothing. Just stays like that still. It gets lifted up in a storm, lifted up. Right. That's what God is saying here, that we get lifted up in a storm, in that situation. All you have to do is to trust in God, and you are lifted up. You don't have to do anything. Trust in God, because the Holy Spirit is there to guide you, and you get lifted up. Amen. Amen. If you are going through a difficult phase in life today, he promises to be with you. He promises to be with you in that storm. Something great will come out of it. Amen. I have two stories to finish off, just to so you know that this God is faithful. The first story says, I have to know. It's a story about this guy called Thomas Hooker, a martyr in 1505 in England. It's a conversation between him and his friends. He says this, Thomas, his friend lowered his voice so as not to be heard by the guard. I have to ask you this favor. I need to know if what the others say about the grace of God is true. Tomorrow, when they burn you at the stake, if the pain is tolerable and your mind is still at peace, lift your hands above your head. Do it right before you die. Thomas, I have to know. Thomas Hawker whispered to his friend, I will. The next morning, Hawker was bound to the stake and the fire was lit. The fire burnt a long time, but Hawker remained motionless. His skin was burnt to crisp and his fingers were gone. Everyone watching supposed he was dead. Suddenly, miraculously, Hawker lifts his hands, still on fire, over his head. He reaches them up to the living God, and then with great rejoicing, clapped them together three times. The people there broke into shouts of praise and applause. Hawker's friend had his answer. If you're going through a tough time, God is with you. God is with you. He doesn't say he will take away your troubles. He says he will walk with you. Amen. And sometimes you will have a breakthrough, financial or whatever it is. Yes, it is a breakthrough. But you know, sometimes we have to go through difficult situations. And God is with you. Amen. Some of you know I lost my dad last year in July. And it was painful. It was a painful situation because this is a man I grew to know very closely. Wherever he went with me. And if he didn't go with me, he had this van. If he didn't go with me, if he didn't tell me he was going to go with me, I would hide somewhere in under the seats in that van. He would not see me, but I would be where he was going. He is a man I walked with closely. And when he gave 10 canes to my brothers, he gave me 5 and spoke to me about the rest. He corrected me. So he is a man I walked closely with. He knew my heart and I knew his heart very closely. And we called each other by a different name than dad and son. We called each other with a very close name, so it was very intimate. So I knew him very closely. So when I lost him, I had lost a friend, I had lost a brother, I had lost a father. But you know what? On the day of his funeral, I said to God, your word keeps telling me that I will come through situations like this. That even when things are bad, that it will come through for those who believe in you. So what is it that this is supposed to teach me? What word is coming out of this? And you know, when we were going out to bury him, he had many friends, right? He had about 1,000 people who were his close friends, people he phoned up. My dad, if you sent him money to put credit on his phone, he's on the phone calling people, like hundreds of people a week, because he was a man of God, and he was close to very many people. And so there was at least 1,000 people at his funeral. And as we went to lay him to rest, the word of God came to me from Joshua chapter 1. And he reminded me, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now you get ready because I'm going to use you. Amen. Amen. And so when we laid him to rest, I was standing there really joyful. You should have seen the grin on my mouth, on my face. I was so excited as if someone has not lost their father, but yet inside I was feeling hopeful. I was feeling happy. I was feeling the beginning of something new that God was doing in my life. And so when things are hard, when things are tough, look to this God. There is always something good coming out of your tough situation that you can look back to and say, during that time, as that happened, God came through for me. Amen. Amen. Trust this God. Hold on to him. When everything else is taken away from you, let your faith be the only thing that is left in your hands. You are trusting this God. Amen. Amen. God is making an unbreakable promise today. And I pray that you will develop unshakable faith because he is God who is faithful. Amen. Amen. I pray that God blesses you with that word and that he will encourage you and that he will walk with you every day, and he will show you love beyond measure, that you will experience his peace even when you're going through a tough time, that when you're having a good time and life and everything is going right, you will be thankful to him, but never forget where it's coming from, that it's coming from a loving God. Amen. Amen.